This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
With the Alpine para skiing season in full swing at the moment and in a break from racing here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with visually impaired para alpine ski racer and most decorated winter Paralympian, Menna Fitzpatrick MBE, who along with her guide skier Katie Guest have been clocking up even more medals during the season so far. Hi Menna, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me in what must be a busy time for you and Katie racing at the moment.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
You and Katie got the para alpine season off to an excellent start in December with a silver followed by a gold in the St. Moritz Downhill World Cup in Switzerland, which must have been a really good start for you both and, of course, the GB Paralympic team, as that first place gold medal was, I think, 2.42 seconds clear of second place with the South Korean team.
Yeah, no, that race was actually pretty amazing because this season for me, especially, it was all about gaining confidence in the speed races, which are the downhill and the super G. Because of the speed, you really got to have the confidence to point the skis down the hill, pretty much. So it's just gaining the confidence in that really was this whole aim of the season. And to do it in your first race is just absolutely amazing, and in a such a special place as St. Moritz. That's actually where I first won my World Cup medals.
Wow.
In the slalom events there years ago. So it was, yeah, such an amazing place, and I love being there. So to get some more good results is, yeah, amazing, really.
And I know when you are doing the sort of downhill skiing, you and Katie, yeah, as a pair, you ski, I suppose, with the other competitors sort of separately, one after another. And do you and Katie sort of get a sense of how fast you might be going compared to the other skiers? Do you get an idea when you're skiing downhill, you know, are you going faster? Do you get a sense that you're actually sort of maybe getting a few seconds ahead of the competitors?
Sometimes you can tell a little bit of, well, you know in yourself whether you're skiing really well. You've made clean turns because of the feeling you get from the skis. But compared to other people, it's a wait and see, really. You can only do your best and then see what time other people can get, because equally, somebody else can go out there and put in a really amazing run and beat you. That's just the nature of skiing. And it's really exciting now because there's maybe not so much in speed, but in the tech events, there's probably about four or five of us who are really close in timings. So it's actually quite exciting because anybody can win, come second, come third. So it's, yeah, it's actually exciting to see. And all you can do is do your best, really.
Yeah, because I remember sort of watching you skiing and the rest of the team and all the competitions during the Paralympics, the Winter Paralympics, how close things were. It's like a fraction of a second sometimes. And I wondered, do you sort of, and Katie, watch the other competitors whilst they're competing, or do you like to sort of be away from it all and sort of concentrating on getting into the zone for your run down the hill?
I think we're both a little bit different. Katie quite likes watching the others in front just so that she can have a look at what line they've taken and just watch how they ski, where I'm the complete opposite. I don't really like to watch them so much just in case anything happens. If they end up falling over or getting injured or anything like that, I just don't want that playing through my head just before I go for a race. So I do the opposite. I sort of look down at the snow or look up at the sky and scenery and try and distract myself before I then really get into the zone of the start gate.
Yeah, because it is that sort of thing when you're sort of preparing for a race and you're there sort of waiting to compete, and you know, you either sort of want to be sort of zoning out and concentrating on what you're going to do rather than sort of, I suppose, getting influenced by how other people are skiing.
Yeah, definitely. You just got to concentrate on what you need as an athlete. We've both got completely different start routines, and then we just come together, go through the course probably one last time, and then we hype each other up to try and get the best run we can.
And you've just come back from Spain with even more medals. We have bronze medals in both the World Cup Giant Slalom and also the Super G, followed by a gold and a silver in the FIS Super G competitions. How does sort of slalom compare to the sort of downhill skiing? Do you rely a little bit more on Katie's communication, and is there a slightly different approach to how you ski together compared to the downhill?
So there's a lot less time in between the gates. So where in downhill you've got a lot of time in between the gates, you can have a bit more of a conversation. It's a bit more relaxed. It's a, come on, we can do this. Like, have them get the skis pointing down the hill, or make sure you're talking about clean turns and making sure the skis are right on their edges, like rail tracks. So it's a bit more like conversational. And then in slalom, because it's so quick, you've literally got one word. It's like, well, we've got combinations in there as well. So it's like delays, it's hairpin turns. Then you've got, like, you really just don't have much time to talk. So it's a, because I'll say yes when I've had an instruction from Katie. So you probably hear me go down like, yep, sounding a bit like a dog. And and Katie's there going like, turn. So quickly. So yeah, it's a lot of commands for sure.
I suppose it's like sort of, it's closing that gap on that communication. When Katie's telling you something, you're responding and letting her know that you've received it and you're acting on it, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it helps just so she knows that I've understood what I needed to do. And hopefully by the time that that's come through, I've thought about it and I'm doing what she was asking me to do, basically. So it's just trying to get the timing right and how much time Katie needs to allow me to process that before it needs to happen.
And what's it like being out on the circuit competing in the Alpine Power season, as the weather here has been, you know, really bad? We've had really strong winds, we've had rain and so much more. What's the sort of snow on the slopes and the condition been like?
We had some really good snow for the last little while. It hasn't snowed for a good few weeks now, and it's getting really warm. We're in t-shirts at the bottom of some of those races, which is quite scary actually. Going from such cold winters like a couple of years ago to really warm winters now, and the race organizers are really struggling to keep the snow in good condition for some of the later races during the week, so it just gets a bit more complicated for them, and the snow conditions just aren't as we know it, really, or we're used to. But at least it's fair for everybody and everyone's got to deal with the same snow conditions.
Yeah, level playing field, I suspect, for everybody. Yeah. Do you get a chance to sort of soak up any of the atmosphere of the places where you're competing out on the season? As you said, obviously St Moritz is a place that holds special memories for you.
Yeah, so for Katie and I to be in the first category down, it actually means that we get to watch all the rest of the guys and girls coming down, or Katie explaining to me anyway, because I can't really see much. So actually we got to go and sit in the grandstand at the bottom of Cortina where we were in Italy, and actually be in the crowd there, which was, there was school kids, there was parents. It was actually really good fun. So it's nice to actually be, have the environment around and be a part of that as well.
And I suppose it's quite nice to have, you know, sort of people in the crowd there. And do you get a sense that there are sort of other blind and partially sighted people there who might be sort of either skiing themselves or thinking of getting into para skiing?
To be honest, I don't really know.
Sorry.
I'm sure there will be some kids around who would aspire to be skiing. And I know from when I did previous interviews and during the games, I got sent a video from my cousin's school, who's a teacher there, and they wrote a song and all this sort of stuff. And I recently heard that she's now taken up skiing, one of the girls in the class. And yeah, she said, oh, her biggest inspiration, which is really nice to hear. Aww. So at least I've inspired one person to give it a go. And that's what the aim is secondary to enjoying skiing, is to inspire people to take up skiing.
I'm sure you've inspired more people than just one person, I suspect.
Hopefully. Hopefully there's more skiers out there, for sure.
Are you and Katie getting back out on the slopes, competing in more racing during the rest of the season? And when does the season end and the next season start again?
Yeah, so we've got some races coming up in Austria at the very beginning of March, so on the 1st and 2nd of March. And then we've got our World Cup finals, which symbolise the end of the season, which are going to be running from the 12th of March till I think the 25th of March, and they're in two different places, thankfully, within an hour of each other. So Kranjska Gora in Slovenia will hold the tech events, and then Sella Nevea in Italy will hold the speed events. So that will be our last and final competition for this season.
And then is it sort of back out again, sort of in sort of the autumn winter time?
Yeah, so during the summer we tend to do some summer training, probably indoors, lots of gym work, and then our first competition back is usually at the very end of November or beginning of December.
And would you sort of be watching the Summer Paralympics in Paris?
I won't be going to watch it live, but I'll definitely be watching it on the TV at home for sure.
Well, Menna, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I wish you and Katie and the rest of the GB Power team all the best for the rest of the season.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.